Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's time now for Morning with Jesus. So grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what the divine messages are for us today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So now it is time for you to learn about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's an honor to be here with you. A little bit about me. The journey that I find myself on today started in a kind of weird way. I had sugar cookies, 2 pounds of sugar cookies with amazing Christmas sprinkles, and they flew off my countertop onto my kitchen floor. Next, my cell phone began to text me, and Spirit sat on me to get my attention. So with all of this happening, I had no other choice, of course, but to listen. And I'm so glad I did, because it propelled me forward onto the path that I'm on today. And it's a beautiful, beautiful path. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I discovered, wow, I have a strong connection with the spirit world. Since then, I've never looked back. I did have a law enforcement background, but I've hung up my 357, and I continue to serve in a different way. I now offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan and I first connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me. And believe it or not, we've been together ever since. It took quite a while to realize that that connection was truly divine. And Joan has left a door open. And those on the other side, they walk through it continually. My chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. It also gives me the ability to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, but that's okay. I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so blessed to be here, connecting on live radio and connecting with more and more people. It's just such a blessing. But long story short, my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. Such an interesting name to have. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, an energy upcycling practitioner, an innate releasing practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. Now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about what I do by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there, so feel free to look around. And if you have any questions, just connect with me. Okay, now it is time for us to hear our messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing that I have, Barbara, is a beautiful prayer written by Patrice Morris, and it's entitled Forgiveness. Dear angels, please help me with a process that has taken a lifetime to achieve. The thought of forgiving this plan is sometimes hard to conceive. Hear me now as I release the past and call upon Angel Zadkiel. Guide my heart to a peaceful place where I know that I can heal. If forgiveness no longer exchanges negative energy with someone else, then I pray for your angel guidance, but not only for myself. Oh, angel, please help us to release any heartache attached when the could-haves or should-haves began to hatch. Provide us with mercy in some sort of degree so that our painful souls can soon be set free. As I sat still and was very open to receive, this beautiful angel whispered softly to me, if you have mercy and forgiveness as part of your foundation, then I promise you will journey through life at a higher vibration. When you are feeling doubtful, just nurture it with love. Give it all that you've got and have faith from above. Peace be with you. And with that being said, I was up this morning early, and Spirit guided me to post a couple things, and the first thing I just felt was, may the happiness and joy of the Christmas season continue throughout the new year. And I said love and healing wherever it's needed. And what a beautiful time of year when people are just, they seem so much nicer, Barbara. So I hope that love and peace and joy continues, you know, onward throughout the entire, you know, 2020 year. And, you know, peace and love and light, it's just so amazing. So after I posted that, I had Archangel Haniel come in. And here is Archangel Haniel's message. It is I, Archangel Haniel, whose name means the grace of God. I greet you today with a message of joy. I am honored to connect with each of you. I ask that you spread the joy that you feel to everyone. Be the reason that someone smiles today. This is a beautiful way to make a difference in every person's life, as well as your own. Little things can make such a big difference. Feel the joy deep within your heart. Joy is your birthright. It is an uplifting emotion. Please invite me in if you need help connecting to your joy as you are working to manifest your earthly desires. Sense my divine frequency. I will assist you as you connect to your higher self, helping you to recognize who you truly are, connecting mind, body, and spirit. With my help, you will enjoy a more peaceful, loving journey, transmuting anything negative into a positive, more balanced experience. Please accept the help I am offering each of you, please. And become aware of the synchronicities that begin to occur. It is time now to embrace your life as you will become more open, receiving the guidance that is needed. You will find circumstances that cause anxiety or maybe sadness are completely restored and harmonized, bringing peace and understanding. The power you will feel as your life changes come from within. And with my influence, I will help you to bring love and harmony into all areas of your life. You will begin to understand absolute fulfillment and will have complete comprehension of your life's purpose. As you are divinely guided, you will be able to move in the direction of your dreams, discovering your true path. The happiness you will encounter will become lasting joy. I will also help you to find inner fulfillment and create a more loving life. Beloveds, I am here to help each of you discover your purpose by taking the next step on your path today. Live in the present moment and begin to become more empowered as we work together, transforming your dreams into your reality. Beloved ones, invite me into your life today because I'm waiting to help you, and I love you. Archangel Haniel. And that's what I have for today, Barbara. Those are my messages.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay. And let's see what Jesus wants to say. It's been a while since Jesus has flowed through me. I've been connecting with the goddess Ast priests and other goddesses, and so now I have to get back into alignment with Jesus. Well, no, I didn't get out of alignment. Here is what Jesus wants to say. Welcome. Welcome to another beautiful day in your life. We hope that you are enjoying the energy of this season. And we appreciate all of those of you who wish me a happy birthday. I am grateful. But this is a message about you. This is a message about who you are becoming. Please do not make anyone or anything else more important in your life than you are. Not even me. I did not ask to be worshipped and put upon a pedestal. I came to show people the way to be as I was being, to show that there is no difference between you and me, to show that God is the Father of each and every one of us, and we are all equal. But over the years, that message has been changed, and it has taken people into a belief about separation and the belief that they are not good enough to be loved by their own father. And we want you to let that belief go, because God does love you, each and every one of you. He loves you completely. He loves you exactly as you are. He loves you even if you never change. He loves you if you become spectacular. He loves you if your life is dismal. He loves you. And he's not going to save you, and I'm not going to save you, because you don't need to be saved. You are each making your own choices in every moment. You are creating the life that you have chosen to live. And there's nothing wrong with that. And you don't need to be saved. You are already whole and complete exactly as you are. You are already one with the Father. So there is nothing wrong with you. Nothing. If you want to change your life, then by all means, change your life. But do not believe that you have to change in order to be good enough, because you are good enough. You always have been, and you always will be. So what I would wish for you in this holiday season, when people are wishing each other peace and love and light and all sorts of wonderful things, I would wish for you the acceptance of yourself. I would wish for you the love of yourself. I would wish for you a life where you know you are good enough. Be well, my beloveds. Be well. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Beautiful, Barbara. That was a wonderful message for today.
Yeah. Okay, so now we have come to the part of the show where people can call in and ask questions or get messages. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And when you call in, don't forget to press the number 1 so that we'll know that you want to talk with us. And our first caller is from the area code 973. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Tina. How are you?
Great, Tina. How are you?
People.
Wonderful. So what can we do for you today?
Yes, I would like to ask about a relationship with Sean.
Okay. Well, let's check in with DC first and see what she's getting.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Tina. Happy holidays, hon.
Happy holidays.
Okay. Where's all the anxiety and worry coming from?
Just parenting, my son being a single parent and needing help with my 15-year-old that doesn't listen sometimes.
Okay, because Barbara, can you take this? I have a call.
Okay. All right, Tina. So what do you want in this relationship with Sean?
Oh, just success in business, a great partnership.
And you have some beliefs about this not necessarily being possible. Why are you limiting this relationship?
No, I'm not limiting this. I told you my son is working my nerves. That's my son.
So is your, but your relationship with your son also has an impact on all of your other relationships as well. You know that, right?
Oh, God, that teenager is too much. Whew.
Okay, so I've been working with the goddess Ast for the last couple of weeks, and she wants to come in and chat with you and do some healing work on you while she's chatting with you.
So, great.
Are you open to that?
Yes.
Okay, here's what she wants to say. We want you to understand that your son is a teenager. And as a teenager, he is going to not listen because he is at that age where he is learning who he is. And he doesn't need to be told everything that he needs to do, even though you see that he's not doing what he needs to do. And apparently, he needs to be told what to do. He's making conscious choices. He's learning his own power. So if you want this relationship with your son to flow more smoothly, then sit down with him, establish what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, and then tell him that you will trust him to do what he needs to do, and that you will let him prove to you that he is becoming an adult and that he can handle responsibility. And then step back and let him be. And when he doesn't do something that he is meant to be doing, do not go and tell him that he is meant to be doing this and the whole story about why it's important. Leave him alone. I mean, it really isn't that important whether or not the trash gets put out every day or whatever the duty is that he has. Let it go. Let him make the choice. And for some people, this will take quite a while. So if it reaches a point where you can no longer tolerate it, then you might say that what he is not doing is also having an impact on you and your life. And so by not doing his assigned chores or duties, then he is creating turmoil in your world as well as his, and that you would appreciate it if he would not do that to you. But let him be himself. Send him lots and lots of love. He is learning, just as you are learning. Do not take it personally. He is not out to get you. He does not hate you. He loves you very much. In fact, he thinks you're an absolutely terrific mother. He's not going to tell you that, but that is what he believes. We want you to relax. And we are clearing your energy now of all of the turmoil, the frustration, the upset that goes along with having a 15-year-old son. So that you can be at peace with your own life. And you can give him the freedom to be himself. So just let go. It will all work out fine. It truly will. Okay, that's what she wanted to say about your son. How does that feel?
much better because he's a youth pastor. I have taught him about business. I have him reading business development books. I go to all of his little basketball games and everything, and I am worn out. I'm going to send him to live with his aunt for a little while. He left food out and it almost spoiled the other day, and he was sitting right there. So you're right, he's making conscious choices. So, yeah, I'm going to let him go live with someone for a while, and that'll keep my peace.
Barbara, I'm back.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and
I messaged Santa Claus right before the holidays, and he just messaged me back. So he wanted to talk for a second. I said, Santa Claus, I know you're done working for the year, but I still have to do things. So, but he wanted to wish you guys a beautiful upcoming 2020. Okay, so my dog Ginger comes in once in a while, and she's coming in for you, Tina. And she's saying, girlfriend, you're holding on to a lot of fear. And she doesn't know if you like crystals, but she's saying carnelian would be a great one for you because it'll help you to let go of that fear. And she's saying, I don't know if you're aware of your chakras, but fear is basically, it sits there in your base chakra, which is called the root chakra, and the carnelian can help, unblock that, that area for you, okay? And she's saying, I don't know if you use the law of attraction, but you could focus your energy and use the law of attraction to manifest, what you're wanting with your son or anything else, okay? And clear quartz will help amplify this. So do you use any kind of crystals at all, hon?
No, but I'll be at the crystal store today. Thank you.
Okay, yes, the carnelian would be, it'd be wonderful for you, hon, okay? And I'm getting, you've got to trust your inner guidance because you really know, what to do and everything, and you'll know everything that you need to know, and you can move forward. And just remember that nothing is impossible. Tina, when you listen to your intuition, that little voice within, okay? You've got a lot of psychic abilities of your own, right?
Yeah.
So start using them, okay?
Okay.
And you deserve to have beautiful relationships. Start affirming that, okay? Let go of the fear. Okay, and value yourself for that beautiful woman that you are, hon, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
And just try to see, the bigger picture of everything, okay? And you're going to be able to take charge of everything. You're not going to, feel the way that you feel. And, what God has asked coming in as well with her guidance, you can handle this, okay?
That 15-year-old, oh, okay.
But just keep affirming all is well, okay? All is truly well. And, leave all the crap from 2019 and 2019. Don't bring it into 2020, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, because sometimes when we're holding on to that stuff, there's pain sometimes and there's other crap and stuff. And, it just seeps over into, Barbara said, God has asked, into other relationships. And you don't need that. So it starts with you changing your mindset, okay?
Yeah. And removing that 15-year-old for a while, yes.
Well, and just, just expect everything to be okay, and it truly will, okay? And I feel like you're going to have such a better relationship upcoming, okay?
Yes.
It'll be a positive change, okay? And you're going to, I feel like relief from, everything that you're holding on to, okay? But it starts with you as well, being lovingly honest with yourself about everything you're feeling, okay?
Yes.
Let everything surface, feel it, okay? And just let go of the fear. And, let the divine, bring your messages, let the divine come in and just have hope because I feel like by you coming in this morning, whether it's God has asked or my dog Ginger, Jesus, the angels, they're all divine, and they have a message saying, please hold on to hope, Tina, okay? And just know that the power of faith will get you through this and anything else. So just relax and breathe, okay?
Okay.
There's going to be so many, helpful people coming in when you need them. There's going to be so many beautiful opportunities. You don't have to be worried. You don't have to hold on to any kind of insecurities or any fear. Let go and let God, okay?
Yes.
And just stay positive because I see all good coming your way, hon. This will be resolved. And start by just seeing, like, all the beautiful blessings you presently have. Maintain that beautiful attitude of gratitude. And when we shift our focus from everything that we find wrong to all the good stuff that we find that is right in our life, we're going to see that new blessings and opportunities come our way. Okay?
Yes.
And there are many coming your way. You know, all these beautiful blessings. And they're, you know, answered prayers, hon, okay?
Yeah.
And Jesus is sitting there and relaxing and saying, you know, I love hearing, you know, goddess ass talk as well, you know? So you're getting, you know, you're getting this beautiful guidance and healing support from this big divine team. But just have faith in God's miracles of love, okay? And, you know, all of this is going to be, you know, this beautiful energy is going to go into that situation you have, okay? So hang in there. Try to find a little time for yourself, okay? And just when you look in the mirror, tell yourself, you know, Tina, I love you. I love you. Think kind words and beautiful words, you know, about you. Say them to yourself every day. And this is going to start, you know, with you, and then you're going to have a healthy atmosphere, like, to communicate with others, okay? Does that make sense with you?
Perfect sense.
Okay, well, that's what I have, okay? But if you find yourself thinking something negative, immediately stop and then replace it with something positive, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, hon. God bless.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Tina. Have a great day.
Have a happy new year, guys.
Oh, same to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is the 1111111111 call. My favorite number. And let's see if this is Queen, our wonderful sister. Hello.
Greetings.
Hello,
greetings.
Queen. Beautiful.
Hi.
I love the sound of that. That was amazing. Beautiful, beautiful.
Well, thank you. The tones of higher existence.
Beautiful. I just, oh my gosh, it just, Amy, it's like I couldn't think for a second there. But I see Archangel Raphael coming in. Queen, are you traveling somewhere?
I will accept that.
Okay, because you could be traveling or maybe starting like a new business or something. There's something going on, something new.
New business.
Archangel Raphael is there with you in case you need to have a little help with, you know, what you have to do next. Okay?
Right.
And I'm getting like Archangel Michael is coming in to just, if there's any stress or anything that you're holding on to that doesn't serve you, to get rid of that as well. Okay?
All right.
Okay. Okay, let me see what I'm getting here. I'm getting choices, Queen. What are the choices that you have to make? Because I'm getting you have to make some kind of choices.
I have a lot of possibilities. Always.
Okay.
Always.
And there's fear. I'm getting there is some fear there. Okay? So just, you know, like whatever the question, you know, the answer is always love. And we know that love is what sets us free. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I'm just getting a question for you at this time. What holds you back from expressing your truth?
Only I could hold me back from expressing my truth. So I decide the path that I travel, and I am overflowing with knowing that my truth is overflowing and will be offered to myself first and then to others. So it's only me. I'm the one.
Okay. Okay. I'm just getting opening your heart more and more, Queen. Okay. And it's just going to, it's going to, you know, like opening your heart is going to, you know, fill you up even more, and it's going to flow over onto others, and it's going to create all these positive interactions. Okay?
Great.
Do you have rose quartz, Queen? I know you do, right? So maybe do like a meditation with some rose quartz with the chakra area, the heart chakra.
Okay.
Okay, that's what they're showing me. I'm just trying to see if there's anything else that I'm getting. Let's see. Okay, so the only thing else I'm getting is Ginger writing in the clouds, prosperity queen. And she's saying, don't worry, girlfriend, and don't obsess about finances or money. Just, you know, release it and allow yourself to receive. And she's showing me, like, it's like a big, big windfall, she's saying, you know, release and you will receive.
I accept.
Okay. That's beautiful. Yes. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay.
And did you get that purse yet?
The what?
You know, did you get that purse, that pocketbook yet? That was a joke. Remember?
Okay. I'm like, okay, yeah. No, I didn't. But I did get a purse from my son. I did get a purse. My son bought me a purse. Jackson's daddy bought me.
It's a step in the right direction. Somebody heard you.
Yeah, but I've got to, see, but that's the thing. You got to be clear with your intentions. It has to go beyond the purse, right?
Right.
Yeah, I've got to be a little bit more. I've got to be a little bit more clear. Queen, are you eating a lot of sweets?
No.
No?
No. Why?
No, because I'm just hearing sweets. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you should eat a little bit of sweets. Maybe it'll make your life sweeter. I don't know. I'm getting the word sweets for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know what that means, but that's what I was getting with sweets. So I'm not even sure what the heck that means. You'll have to, you know, meditate on that and see. Okay. I do have Archangel Shamuel coming in and just, you know, bringing you more love. You're such a beautiful, loving person, and just bringing more love your way.
Wonderful.
And you do have this beautiful divine purpose, Queen. And I'm getting like Shamuel is there to help you to see your true inner beauty, because it is truly beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, and that's what I have for you for today, Queen. God bless. And it was beautiful to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. The same to you. And
thank you.
May 2020
be beautiful, Queen.
So good that you will be happy every moment.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Queen. Ha! Who am I connecting with for you today? Whatever you feel you want to bring my way, but I could offer you another energy if you would like. But it's up to you.
Well, offer. It's interesting to connect with whomever it is you bring into my realm of awareness. So, yes, offer.
And this is for you and for all of us, but because of you, she is coming forward. It's Yemenya. She has presented herself to you before, but now you are ready to open the door to let her flow through your spirit. As she flows through the, and I won't say the rest, I'll see what you said, and then I'll add the rest if necessary. Yemenya, 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 Yemenya.
Okay, how do you spell it?
Yemenya, Yemenya, Yemenya. Oh, I hear it. Oh, Yemenya. Wow.
Okay. Let's feeling her energy. Like she floats on a cloud. Interesting. And did you have a special question for her, or do you just want her to talk?
I would like her to speak, and perhaps I will come forward with something to ask her after she speaks to us.
Okay.
And blesses us.
All right, here she is. There is much to be said. I will not reveal all at this moment because it would take years and years and years for me to convey all that there is to convey. So I will give you the important points. Each of you is learning who you are. Each of you is learning how to be who you are. This is one of the most important lessons in your life. It is how you open up. It is how you open up to the love and light that is you. It is part of your stopping the belief that you have to look beyond yourself in order to be more. It is bringing you back to the spirit which dwells within. Allowing you to connect in a way that is much deeper and more refined than you have ever connected before. This is the time for you to become you. And it's that beauty within you that you have always been searching for. It is that love within you that you have always dreamed of finding. It is going within that is going to have the most profound impact on each of your lives. And we ask you all to open up. Just imagine yourself as a beautiful flower blooming. And just open up. The flower is not afraid to bloom. It is what it is there for. And it knows that the blooming is part of its cycle of life. And even though the blooming will cause change, it knows that that change is good. So we encourage you to bloom, to open up to who you are and who you are becoming, to open up to all that is within you. And we will help you with this. We are moving the energy through each of you. We are bringing forth the energy from your own heart, your own soul, and filling your body with that energy so that you can be free to become who you truly desire to be. Open up and accept. Open up and receive. Open up and be. All is well. Okay, that's what she wanted to say. Queen, are you there?
Yes, I am. I have visited, and I speak to her. She's a West African goddess of the ocean, a mother goddess, and she is touching each of us on our heads and opening us up to the clouds, reaching higher, higher and higher. The three notes that were played were notes to each of us. To read ourselves as well as we read others. And therefore, woe, we shall never
ever feel weary or blue, and her colors are blue. Her color is blue of the ocean. And the shells, the seashells, she's casting the seashells. She let me catch some fish. And I threw my rod into the ocean. And that was really reminding me that I am a fisher, a person, a people, and that I have what it takes to catch what I'm supposed to catch. I would be interested to hear what each of you received from her, if you would. If not, I'm good.
Okay. Okay. Did you ask a question? I am just now coming. I'm just now coming back to me. And it's like, I don't remember anything.
Oh, they're wiping us good. No problem at all. Clear water, purified. The color blue is relevant, though, to wear it, to look up into the sky, and to float on the clouds that transform themselves and shapeshift. Okay. Did you receive anything from her? I know you did. Are you willing to speak?
All I'm seeing right now is this beautiful blue ocean, this beautiful, calm blue ocean, and it's just like there's nothing else, just floating on the ocean. Which, considering I'm afraid of deep water, this is really good because it doesn't bother me at all.
It's going deeper. Obviously, it's going deeper. You're not being afraid to go deeper, which is part of the message that she gave. Beautiful. Thank you. My sister.
Well, thank you. You keep leading me in these little interesting journeys with these beautiful goddesses. Oh, and I love it.
And to ask, I say, Ankh Uja Sinet. Ankh Uja Sinet. And to each of you, Ankh Uja Sineb, life, health, and strength. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay, you've got me in the ocean energy, and that's apparently where I'm supposed to stay. Lovely, wonderful. Thank you.
My pleasure to journey with you, all of you. All of you and all of you, dear love. And all of me. That's what is our reality. That's all of you. I give it to myself. Okay, this is beautiful. As often.
when we come together.
Okay.
All right. I have to come back to the here and now. We're still on the show. And I want to remind everyone that if you call in and you want to talk to us, don't forget you need to press the number 1 so that we'll know. And if you're in the chat room and you have a question, feel free to type it in, and I will see it. And you've got me in this wonderful energy. Okay, I'm going to come back now. All right, I'm going to mute you, Queen, and we are going to go to our next caller. Area code 951. Let's see if this is our Nathaniel.
Hey, good morning. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Hello, Nathaniel. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, DC.
How was your Christmas?
Pretty good.
Oh, great. Great. That's beautiful. Well, Mother Mary is coming in, Nathaniel, and asking yourself, make sure that you love yourself first and then others, okay?
Okay, number one.
You've got to see, you know, the divine within you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And focus on all the good stuff, Nathaniel, is what I'm getting. Don't worry, you know, about anything. Don't worry about others. You know, surround your situation with love. And, you know, like, release whatever you're holding on to so that healing can truly occur. Okay? Okay. And just, heaven cares for you, Nathaniel. And Mother Mary is with you, and she's saying, Nathaniel, you know, your life has been stressful, and you may not feel, you know, blessed. But she's wrapping you in her beautiful powder blue blanket, and she's, you know, she's just surrounding you with divine love, okay? And she asks that you keep open, Nathaniel. You to care for yourself in that, okay? You're on a beautiful path, okay? And you don't have to change for anyone, okay?
All right.
Take care of you. Take time for you each day. Take time to, you know, do things that are important to you, to take care of your health, your happiness, and your well-being. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Great advice. Great advice.
Have you been thinking about your action, Nathaniel?
Of my action?
Of your divine passion.
Oh, yes. Not as much as I should be.
Okay. Well, just, you know, just think about it. Maybe take a something really excites you. Dream, you know, invest time in you, Nathaniel. Give yourself permission to do what it is that you want to do. Really, you know, make a list of those beautiful priorities, okay?
Okay.
And Nathaniel, know that you are so loved, okay? And just like I said, when you get up in the morning, you go into the bathroom, look at that beautiful, you know, that beautiful reflection and say, you know, Nathaniel, I love you, and truly mean it, okay? And know that you are here for a reason. You have an important life purpose, okay? You are so needed, okay? And all the beautiful angels that are here with you, they're going to help you to nurture yourself, to have self-confidence, not to doubt yourself, for your beautiful abilities, and to help you to go forward on your path, okay?
Okay.
And to really to have, like, courage in yourself and your abilities. So with that being said, I'm going to go over to Barbara and see what kind of messages or healing comes forward, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Nathaniel.
All My brother is
Go ahead.
My brother has asked me to move in. Well, they've been having some problems with people on camera with hoodies coming up to the door. So I told my landlord that I wanted to move out on the 15th. So he agreed and stuff. So it's been a little weird here. I don't know. His son, I was on Blog Talk, and he says, "Why do you listen to that? It's a waste of time."
Okay.
So,
how do you feel about making that move?
Well, my brother's going to go back to New Mexico, and his wife's going to go back to China, so I'm going to be there all by myself for a month or more. So I'm going to go possibly somewhere else, to Hurley Creek at Senior Place, where they charge like $700 a month for your own one-bedroom apartment. So I'll be going there afterwards probably.
Okay.
But I wanted to kind of let you in. You know, I'm hoping you'd pick it up, you know, from Spirit, you know. But I wanted to let you know that, you know, I'll probably be moving. It feels a little different here now. I don't know. I feel kind of like it's my purpose to move back, and I'll be saving some rent money too.
Let's see what if they're going to tell me anything about that. They're saying for you to do what is for your highest good. And if they feel that it is time for you to move on, then by all means, move on. You will be benefiting your brother and his wife as well, and they will appreciate that. You're right, you're not supposed to stay at your brother's. You'll move on from there.
It was kind of a sign. It was kind of a sign, you know, I thought, you know, and I felt kind of good about gathering my stuff and moving out. It kind of seemed to give me a little more purpose right now, you know. So I was happy to share.
Okay. We'll always do what feels right to you, what brings you joy. And don't forget your music. Don't ever forget your music.
Yeah. I put new strings on the guy's guitar here, and I was hoping to play it, but he didn't want me to play it. He tuned it up, and I did a different tuning, and he says, "Will you replay my guitar?" And now he broke a string on it, so, you know. So, I don't know. It's kind of a sign, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as long as you're willing to, you know, do what is right for you and to allow yourself to develop, always making yourself the most important person in your life.
That's so important. Someone else told me to think of other people, and I go, well, I do, you know, that's kind of my problem. I think too much of others.
Yeah. Well, when you make yourself the most important person in your life, you naturally do things for others. But it's doing things for others coming from the love within instead of doing things for others coming from a sense of obligation or duty. That's what the difference is. That makes sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's why they want you to make you the most important person in your life. That way you're always giving your best because you are being your best. And that's an important part of life. Well, let's see if they're going to tell me anything else for you. They say that they are with you and they love you. And you have a wonderful team that is always with you. You know, your
your guides, your ancestors, your angels. You have a whole group that is always with you. And they always love you. And they're saying that great things are yet to come in your life. So keep letting go and moving forward and doing what feels right for you. Because that is how you are making the changes within yourself. Okay?
Okay. Hey, you know, I lost a couple pieces of ID. I was wondering if you knew where spirits coming forward saying that it was a social security. I have another one, but and a couple other things too.
I'm hearing what was lost will now be found, but they're not telling me exactly where it is.
Okay.
They're saying you will know. So apparently they're going to tell you where it is.
Okay.
They're saying trust. So you may want to do a meditation where, you know, you just sit and you ask them to tell you where it is, if that's what they want to do, or let them guide you, guide your hands to where they need to go. Yeah.
All right. Super.
Nathaniel, I was getting the same message, and Ginger was asking, do you have a pair of divining rods?
Yes.
Use the divining rods.
Okay. I'll ask them where it is and then use the divining rods.
Have them point. Yeah, I love the divining rods. I absolutely do. And they will, like, you have to make sure you hold them properly, okay? Don't hold on to them where they can't move, though, right?
Right.
Yeah, and just try the divining rods because I just feel like, you know, Ginger saying his higher self will, you know, take them to where they are. Use the divining rods, Nathaniel. So let us know, okay? Your divining rods for you, okay? And I just feel like one reason that the stuff lost is you're supposed to be using some of the things that you're not using. And the divining rods are one of them.
Huh. Well, I have them right here.
All right, well, you can work. Ginger's
going
to watch it and report to us. But, Nathaniel, use those divining rods. I love them. I mean, I just think they're so cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're, you know, and they work for me. People say, do they work? Well, they work for me. I know that, you know.
Hey, well, you're both the best. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you. We love you, Nathaniel. And I want.
We love you. We love
you. You know, you're
a
special person, Nathaniel, and you've got to believe that. And as Barbara said, you know what? Take care of you first. You are the most important person in your life. Okay?
Yeah, is there anything? Sometimes, like today again, I woke up about 4 o'clock again, and I'm not getting to sleep as good as I used to. Do you know why? Was it the chemo or just
a lot of
maybe
stuff
I'll
on your
sleep
mind.
Better when I get
there's a lot
I'll
of
sleep better when I get back to my brothers. I don't know.
Right, but you've got a clear mind. You've got so much on your mind, Nathaniel.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, allow the angels with that as well. Ask Archangel Raphael to come in and help you to get a good night's sleep right before you go to bed. And whatever you're holding on to, ask Archangel Michael to come in and help to clear away the fear. Okay?
All right.
And just, like I said, you know what? Read up on divining rods, and they could be used for so many different things. And I just feel like you're supposed to be using them.
Right. I guess, you know, they're kind of like a pendulum, too, because... If you say go to the right, that's yes, and then go to the left is no.
Uh-huh.
So anything that you ask the divining rods...
Yeah, hold them properly, like not too tight, you
know? I know, yeah.
Yeah.
I can make them spin, they spin round and round sometimes, you know, so I...
Well, that's amazing.
I
think that you're going to do well with those divining rods, you know? I just feel like, you know, it's going to help intuitively enhance your psychic abilities.
Super. Hey, well, thanks. Thanks again.
Well, thank you for calling in, Nathaniel. Happy holidays, huh?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ah, beautiful.
Okay, and our last caller is from area code 347. Hi,
Hi, ladies. This is Keisha. Happy holidays.
Hello, Keisha.
Hello,
how are
Keisha?
You?
I'm good. Today is my birthday, actually.
You sound a little tired.
Happy
too much.
Birthday.
Happy
thank
birthday.
You.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Too much celebrating. Birthday holiday.
Yeah, kinda. Kinda.
Okay. Well, this is your birth year, Keisha. To believe in yourself, you've got to learn to believe in yourself more. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all of your accomplishments, and know that you made it through the hard times before. You can get through anything, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have faith, and you've got to have faith in yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you have faith in yourself, you can do anything, okay?
Yeah.
Everything's going to work out for you in this birth, your girlfriend. It's going to be fine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just keep going, you know. And sometimes you look like you're strong and confident on the outside, but you've got to get the same thing going on the inside, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to meditate, you know, a little bit more maybe, whatever you do spiritually. And Ginger saying, and girlfriend, you've got to develop that logical thinking mind over your intuition, okay? You've got to think through saying thoroughly. And then come up with a plan, okay?
Yeah.
Saying, I love the way she dives in head first, but you've got to change it up a little bit, okay?
Uh-huh.
Say happy birthday to Kay, son.
Happy birthday to
Kay. Oh, thank you.
That's what Jackson and I have for you, Keisha and Ginger.
Thank
so God
you.
Bless you, girl, and I hope you have a wonderful birthday. And just,
thank
you know,
you.
Do something beautiful for yourself, honey.
I will. Thank you.
I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Barbara?
Okay. So did you have a question for today, or are you just looking?
Nope. Oh, you know what? I want to know about me. I don't know. I want maybe some guidance or something about my new year or something like that from Jesus or Isis, or if you're working with a particular god or goddess today.
You know, I haven't really been so much. Okay. Well, Queen came and she introduced a new goddess, and whenever she does that, then I have this new person's energy, and I'm still in that. This was she's a goddess connected with the ocean, but to me, she feels like she's floating in the clouds. Could be water she's floating in. Don't know. Okay.
Barbara,
so
can I just ask when you said goddess in the ocean? Is her name Yemanja?
Yeah.
Yemanja, right? It's pronounced Yemanja.
No. Yemanja.
Okay, Yemanja or Yemanja. Either or is a proper pronunciation. And she came right to me as soon as you said that. So you're right on, and that's what I'm getting too. Yemanja is coming to. And what I have to say is just important doors are going to open right now for you, Keisha. Walk through them, girlfriend.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And I'm going to let Barbara continue on with her message from Yemanja. Now Barbara's giving me the energy of these goddesses, too. I'm crazy. Okay, whatever.
Well, they have such lovely energy, so I don't mind sharing that energy. Okay, let's see if she has a message for you. You've been waiting a long time. You've been waiting for your life to work.
And we want you to know that your life is working. You need to be sure that you understand what's really important to you. Some of the things that you believe are important to you are not actually important to you. They are beliefs that were passed to you by other people. They are not beliefs that come from your heart. When you are doing what is actually important to you, it feels wonderful. And you know that. Trust in that. You are moving forward on your path on becoming you. I'm living the truth from your heart. And we want you to be open to all that you are. Do not just restrict yourself. You are not meant to be just one or two things. There is so much more to you. Allow your life to bring it all together in a way where you are joyful when you are experiencing. And it doesn't matter what you are experiencing. The joy is there simply because the joy is there. Life is not about situations and circumstances. It is about the truth within you, accepting that truth, being that truth. You know some of the truth within you. Live more and more in that truth. And allow that truth to grow. Allow yourself to be that beautiful blooming flower. Allow yourself to become more. And do not worry. It is an endless supply. An endless supply of love and light and laughter, prosperity and joy. That is what your life is meant to be. Start living that now and let this new year be your year to fully bloom, to allow your beauty to shine forth in ways that you've never imagined, to allow yourself to have amazing connections with people that truly love you. You are meant to be more. Okay, that's what she wanted to say to you.
Thank you. I love that. I love that. That's my goal for the new year too, to be more me, do what I love, and have good relationships with people who want relationships with me.
Well, wonderful. You are on the right path then. Get to step in, woman.
I am, and I realize that
December the 31st is the time to connect with her and put your wish out there to her, okay?
Yeah, what's her name again?
Yemanya.
Yemanya. I thought Oshun was the water god, or is that
she connects with me.
Oshun.
And she you see all these beautiful, like, waves around her, you know, and it's just like so amazing. But she's saying, please don't like hesitate or procrastinate, okay? Think of the ocean when you think of Manya, okay?
Okay.
And she's going to have all your doubts washed away, okay? But the 31st, even if you go to a dollar store and get a tiny little boat and put it in your bathtub, hon, do that. Because you're supposed to cast it onto the sea on the 31st, so you could get a little tiny boat at a dollar store, put it in the bathtub, and put your wish out there to her, okay?
Yeah, I'll definitely try that.
Very powerful, nurturing mother goddess, okay? And she's also a protector and a supplier, so she's really amazing. Yemanya is amazing. Connect with her. She's coming in on your birthday. That makes it even more powerful, you know?
Yeah.
So it's so beautiful, so beautiful. But just know that all your prayers are being answered. She said there's nothing to worry about. And this is your birth year, so get ready for the big happy changes and success.
Okay, thank you. I just have a question about when you say confidence. So I'm guessing, so say if I want to build up my confidence or something, Do I just tell myself positive things about it kind of like every day?
Positive affirmations definitely help, you know?
Okay.
You know, okay. Positive affirmations will definitely help. Okay, and I just feel like, you know, you calling it today on your birthday is divine timing. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Kind of have patience, a little bit more patience, be a little bit more positive, and trust that, Keisha, the universe has a plan just for you, okay? And you're going to be happy with that plan. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to rush. Soon you're going to understand, and you're going to, like, any kind of confusion is going to be gone, okay?
Yeah, I'm taking
No, just worry. Enjoy your day and do something that brings you joy, especially today.
Yeah, I'm going to the spa. I'm going to the spa. That's what I'm going to do.
Beauty.
Relax.
Sounds like an amazing plan. That sounds awesome, honey.
Yeah,
enjoy your special day.
Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Keisha, the goddess asked, wants to give you a birthday present. So here's what she wants to say. You asked for self-confidence, so I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to clear out all of those doubts and worries and those little negative beliefs that you have about you, because they weren't true anyway. You don't need them. And it is your birthday, and we are going to make you all beautiful, shiny, and new as you stand firm in who you are. And you have the confidence to know that you can do whatever it is you decide to do. When you know that you deserve the very best that there is. This is about you opening up to yourself. And we are assisting you that. Even as we are speaking with you, we are clearing you. We are clearing you. We are clearing you. So just spend the day letting go. Letting go. Letting go. And be who you truly are. Happy birthday. We love you.
Okay. Thank you. I love that. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Thank you, and happy holidays, you both. Thank you so much. And to the goddesses, the angels, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, okay?
Yes. Thank you, ladies. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we are done for today. DC, where are you?
You know what, DC, I just created a flood, Barbara. I was just cleaning up a flood.
Oh, my goodness.
What a beautiful day. My goodness. And what beautiful messages. So beautiful messages. My goodness. Oh, I feel like I've had my daily dose of vitamin G, my goodness. I feel amazing.
Yeah,
amazing, amazing. Awesome.
Well, I hope you enjoy your day and do things that you enjoy. Have fun is what they're saying. So have some fun.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely will. You as well, Barbara.
I will.
Make sure you have fun. Oh, yep. Definitely. What's now? Today is what, the 26th? So when will we be back, Barbara?
Sunday.
Okay, that works for me.
All right.
Beautiful.
Well, thanks everyone for listening, and we love you all very much and hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.